welcome to Heartbeat. Are you ready? This time of year is so busy getting ready for Christmas. Did you know that there are about 80% of women who will start their Christmas shopping at least 4 weeks before Christmas? Are you one of those 80%? I know I am. There are also 12% of people who will start their shopping on Christmas Eve. Maybe you fall into that category. Sometimes I usually leave one Christmas present to the last second, but generally I've done most beforehand. This time of year can just be so busy with Christmas shopping, preparing for the day, preparing for your feast that you might have with your family, school concerts, maybe work's winding down for the year. Maybe for some of you, work actually starts winding up because of the industry that you might be in. It can be a real stressful time. But when I ask, are you ready for Christmas? I'm not actually really asking about all the practical things that we want to do to have a celebration together. I want to ask you today, are you ready for the coming of the King? We've started Advent. Advent is a time in our church where we prepare for the coming of Jesus to enter our world. It's a special time where we can take time to reflect on Jesus' coming. The spirit of Advent is one of hope, patient expectation, joy, and contemplation. You know, when I think of the words expectation, expecting something, I actually think of my nieces and nephews and what they're going to expect on the day of Christmas. And then the other word that the spirit of Advent is joy. And my nieces and nephews on the day, they bring us so much joy. If you have grandchildren or children, it's amazing when you have children in your life, how much joy they bring you, particularly on Christmas Day with all that excitement. And that expectation and joy is what we are meant to experience during this time of Advent. You know, many years ago before Jesus, there were the people of Israel who had waited generations for the promise of this Messiah who would come and who would save them and restore the kingdom. But he didn't restore it in the way that they thought they expected to restore it. He restored it so that we would one day live in eternity with him. And this expectation that the people of Israel had is the expectation that we get to experience every Advent as we wait for Christmas Day, for the coming of Jesus. So I ask you today, are you ready for the coming of the King? Are you expectant? Now, often I like to give practical things of what we can do. And, you know, this could be something where I can say, what can we practically do to prepare for this? And I could do that. But I actually really feel in my spirit, the Holy Spirit saying to me, the one thing we should do in this time that can be very busy is to actually just stop, reflect, and pray. And that can be hard to do, just to stop, reflect, and pray. And allow God to come and build that expectation in you for this Advent season, this Christmas season, that you would be ready for the coming of the King. Now, last week we actually had our time with Rosemary, and some of you would have seen that. If you haven't seen that, I encourage you to go to this address on the screen, and if you register there, you'll get sent the amazing message that Rosemary just spoke about joy to the world and how we can experience joy in our lives, even in times where we find it difficult to experience joy, that God can bring us joy. So I encourage you to go watch that. Don't miss out. And then the other thing I encourage you to do is to go and have a look at our Advent series that Bruce Downs Catholic Ministry has just started in the last few days. We're already a few days into Advent, but don't worry, you can jump in now. You will not be disappointed by what Bruce has to share with you for Advent this year. And it will encourage you and it will build that hope, that expectation, and that joy in your life for this season of Advent. So I encourage you to go take a look at those. Now, why don't we pray and ask God to come and be with us during this time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I praise you and I worship you. I thank you for the gift of life that you've given each and every one of us. Lord, I pray for this Advent season that you would come and that you would renew the hope in us for the coming of your King. that you sent to us in your Son, Jesus, Lord. I pray that you would bless our time over these next few weeks of Advent, and that you would renew our relationship with you, and that you would bring us closer to you during this time. I ask this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.